Hi, I'm Master Gardener John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening. After a longest if you count the number of rainy days, winter, we and our plants are itching to get outside and soak up some sun. You already know that before you emerge from your home, squinty-eyed and mole-like, you need to put on some sunscreen and wear a hat. Forget, and you'll get a rude red reminder of how strong the May sunshine can be. Plants that have gone straight from a greenhouse into the sunshine can get burned too, but they'll turn white, not red. There are two ways to avoid this problem: protection and acclimatization. The best way to prepare your vegetable starts for a move to the great outdoors is time. A few hours of direct sunlight the first day, a few more the next, and by week's end they'll be ready for our long, sunny spring days. Nursery plants may suffer from cold shock too. If they're still in containers, bring them inside if nighttime temperatures will drop below 40 degrees. If your plants are already in the ground, hey, it was sunny on Saturday, give them some sun protection for a few days. I like to put a scrap of plywood, say 18 inches square, on top of my tomato cages. That allows morning and afternoon sunshine while protecting the plants from the midday rays. A wall of water or a small piece of plastic close pinned to the cage can provide a little extra warmth too until summer really kicks in. Perennials and trees won't need any special treatment as they've been raised outdoors. Once your plants have made it through the first week of sunshine, they should be ready for all day exposure. Too bad the same isn't true for us. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.